Out in the dark, unfathomable depths of space, it is difficult to survive without some dastardly compromises of one's moral character. But in the 25th century, there was a man of somewhat genuine character trying to make a semi-honest living. His logs have been preserved since that time, and we are blessed that a few of those that survived were left running during his adventures. Normally, we would thank donors of the Smugger's Log at this point in the intro. However, our efforts to extract public-friendly logs in the past few months have only recently yielded a bountiful result. Sans video. As such, we have no donors for this episode, save but the one.
RadioTube. With a fine in the morning. In the morning back at you.
Remember, if you include a note with your Bitcoin transaction telling us your name or your avatar's name, we'll mention you at the beginning of the next episode we produce for the podcast. That goes for boosts and fiat fun coupons as well at subscribestar.com/thesmugglerslog. Each time you share this podcast and each value for value contribution preserves our past for a better future. When we last listened to the Smuggler's Log, the Rekusant and her crew, consisting of the roguish smuggler, Varen Dontic, and the talented engineer, Nerone Alvarez, and, folks, never dig up ancient records and make a show out of them without first checking to see if any of the participants are still alive and kicking.
Have you know, I never kick anyone unless they deserve it. However, I am grateful for the exposure this has given my racing team, and subsequent budget. Now, who else was on board the Rekusant?
And the ever-present and capable ship's AI, P4T R10T, was on board.
I would have at least qualified myself as requisite.
We need to research our cyber defense AI hires better.
As I was saying, the Rekusant and her crew were en route to a rendezvous with Skella Fintarosa's ship, the Cinders of Civility, and her crew. In this recently uncovered log, they are arriving at that rendezvous in a few minutes. Now let's listen to the Smuggler's Log.
Smuggler's Log, November 7th, 2455. We are currently en route to the rendezvous with the Cinders of Civility, the ship owned and operated by the renowned and feared bounty hunter, Skella Fintarosa.
Not that well known. You flatter me too much. Though I might be feared.
The feared bounty hunter, Skella Fintarosa. Scanners show clear sailing to the rendezvous planet. One rather destitute Quentin Terran IV, but more colloquially known by its inhabitants as New Spain.
Looks like we're dropping out of boost in about a minute.
1:04 to our destination. I've never liked this system. Surely we could have chosen somewhere else.
When someone could overhear, there was nowhere else that I could name right away without specifics. Any luck fixing any of the saltwater steam generators out there, PR?
My remote unit has nearly exhausted its power supply making the attempt. Of the 4 ship-to-ship light cannons, 2 are now operational, with variable limits on range of motion. When I say operational, I mean capable of firing. Don't expect them to last long. We'll need to replace them all when we get repairs.
Really? We're going to burn through most of our earnings from that last run. Well, I'm paying old debts first so I can live long enough to make new debts. I don't know what you're so worried about, Skella. They couldn't have chased us here. None of the fighters that were left over were large enough to hold boost drives. And all those that did either evacuated before us or died trying.
Boost power down in 3, 2, 1. Powering down. So, I've got good news and bad news.
PR, disable the UNSA transponder now, and raise what we have left of defense shields. We've got enough trouble without the Nazicans figuring out we're the ship they want for the Trudeau the Second Outpost.
I'm not one to say I told you so, but...
Not helping.
Making my way to engineering. Mod directed.
PR, are you safely inside the airlock?
Yes, and magnetically locked to the wall. I won't fly out the missing external hatch unless I want to do so. Though I have no idea why I would ever do that.
Okay, I can see the bad news. Hispanic rebels versus Nazicans, and we're in the middle. What's the good news?
The boost drive should be spun back up in about 23 seconds.
I have the centers of civility on scanners boosting into the system. I'm transmitting an encrypted message informing them to meet us at Joe's ship breaking in the Horsehead Expanse.
That's pretty close to the Noxican border, but he is the only shipbreaker that'll still take my Satoshis.
I figured as much by the fact that all the others in the ship's contacts are crossed out.
Theron, we have a small problem. So, I have bad news and bad news.
What's going on?
Theron, do you remember how I said we'd have at most two boosts when I removed the boot?
Yes.
Well, it turns out, at most, was the definitive portion of that estimate.
Alvarez, can you do anything to get us going?
There's nothing left to work with. Half of the engine is missing, man. We're not going anywhere for a year if I have to get this thing working. I don't think we're getting out of this one.
I'll be the judge of that. PR, what's the closest ship that's damaged enough that its shields are down with at least one exposed repair bay?
The SCS King Trudeau of the 27th is currently drifting lifelessly in orbit of Quentin Terran 4. Are you suggesting we field replace a boost drive in the middle of an ongoing battle?
Well, that's resume padding.
Well, I'm actually suggesting that you field replace a boost drive in the middle of an ongoing battle, using a remote unit with a mostly drained battery.
The things I do for you, Varen Dontic. Plugging into the docking port's USB-K port to get what charge I can.
Auto-targeting system is back up, and I've programmed in the Hispanic rebels as friendlies. Looks like I actually get to take a break this time. And it's down again. Can't see a thing in this helmet.
Plotting a course for the open repair bay. Do try and follow the navigational instructions closely, Varen. There is a veritable cloud of debris out here.
Skilla, don't shoot at anything unless it tries to shoot at us first. And even then, only if it's Nazican. Without our transponder broadcasting, our guys won't know what side we're on, especially at a distance. I just need 30 seconds to get us there.
We're getting deep behind the enemy lines now, Varen. Be careful not to get too close to anyone. Like those.
Ah, they got close enough to realize we aren't Nazican. They're coming about. I can't handle more than one gun well without some kind of auto-targeting to back me up.
Engaging the comms jammer.
I'll take the pair of guns on the dorsal side. You take the main cannon at ventral.
What? UNSA registered ships AI aren't allowed to take control of weapons. That's illegal.
At what point have we ever followed the law on this ship?
At gunpoint.
Touché. We better take these guys out before they get close enough to their mothership to break through our jamming. PR, target their engines only, and Skella will obliterate them when they lose maneuverability. Whoa. All right, start shooting.
Keep her still for a second. One down.
One to go. It's getting close to our comms jammer's maximum range. I think I've done enough damage to keep it there. I'm going to try to corral it to starboard. Get ready. Now.
Rolling. Now, Skillet.
I've got this. Bam!
It's a hit! A palpable hit! Ooh. Good job, people. But can we get out of here? I did not sign up to be an Hispanic rebel.
Right. Vectoring towards the derelict. Alvarez, suit up and use the cargo bay to hop out.
Roger. You owe me big for this one, Varen.
I know. You'll get a bonus. I'd do it myself, but I need to be ready to get us out of here. And I need Skella on the guns. PR, you ready to go?
Yes. Unplugging now.
Good. Get ready to push out the airlock on my mark.
Really? Why?
I'm going to spin half on yaw, wait for you to clear two lengths of the Recusant, then rotate the rest of the way and slow us down for docking. You should be able to quickly assess the state of everything in the repair bay as you pass over and land on the opposite wall. Can you calculate the stress levels of that fall and determine whether you can handle it?
You are such a showboat. Yes, I can handle it. I'll report back immediately. I am at 15% battery capacity. Since we will be in range, I will rely on the Recusant for most of my processing needs to save power. Coming up on the last opportunity for the maneuver.
I've got it. Go.
On my way. I'm clear.
Ten seconds to alignment. Alvarez, you suited up?
Aye, main. Opening cargo bay doors.
Contact in 3, 2, 1. Parking clamps? Locked. Skilla, keep an eye on the scanners and have the guns ready. In case the Nazicans decide to inspect their losses behind their own lines.
On it.
PR, what's it look like out there?
Engaging rocket boosters.
Engaging what now?
Turns out my new remote unit has a set of recessed jump jets, which I can use to jump great distances in atmosphere, as well as maneuvering outside atmosphere.
Well, isn't that convenient?
Isn't it, though? I'm still traveling through the bay, and it is not promising. They park their ships ready to boost, so whatever hit them destroyed most, if not all, the available boost drives.
Well, we knew this was going to be a long shot.
Just a moment. I see a ship which I do not recognize. As a racing ship of my abilities, that is saying something. Its drive capabilities appear to be unmeasurable. Its offensive systems are overpowered for its size as well.
PR, are you still there?
Yes, I just hit the opposite end of the bay. This new ship type is cordoned off in what I can only assume is a research area. I don't think we can utilize its boost drive, but it is just small enough to fit in the cargo bay. We might have to remove the whale tanks, though. Jettisoning tanks now.
Good man, Alvarez. PR, is there anything at all out there we can try to hook up?
Are there any Omicron-class shuttles in there?
I see two. One is mostly intact as it was not docked during the event. That's going to overpower my spaceflight structure, but if we keep it at 80% power or less, I can handle it. I'll attach an engineering harness and disconnect the drive. I'm programming the harness to slot in the boost drive as soon as the old one is set free. I'm on it. I should have it floating free in a minute or two. It's a pity we don't have room in the cargo bay. This thing is a classic. Yes, it won quite a few races on sheer force of boost. With my make and model, each individual drive was tailor-made and calibrated to handle the inertial stresses appropriately. That individual calibration gave me the ability to turn while boosting.
Truly? That's loco, man. If I had known that, we would have detached the cargo bay and tested you out more.
I do enjoy team building, but we're not exactly taking a leisurely pause here, guys. Status?
Classic 2240 model SpaceX Racer boost drive jettisoned.
All right, moment of silence for a classic. Now let's attach our overpowered cone and survive to tell the story of this loss of a classic.
Engineering harness arriving and docking the new boost drive.
PR, how's that prototype coming along?
Well, for lack of a better description, it purrs like a kitten and is ready to pounce like a jaguar. The weapons and defensive systems are describable, but it would take at least 3 minutes to list everything. It's safe to say this thing is priceless. The documentation says that each Trudeau-class destroyer has one, but this one has an empty AI slot. They must have recently taken delivery of this vessel. Docking in the cargo bay now. I'll hop out and help Alvarez. I think I have it all hooked up, but I would appreciate a second pair of eyes. Especially PR's eyes.
You better make it quick. We have incoming.
Yes, a full flight of fighters closing in. They must have detected an alarm when I started up the prototype fighter and disabled its tracking system.
You could have warned us.
Yes, well, you know me. All hubris, which is seldom challenged in any honest metric. I honestly thought I had it covered.
You guys get in as soon as you can. It would be nice to avoid being a sitting duck when they get here.
The rockets have sufficiently increased my external mobility. It all looks good. Remember, less than 80% boost, or everyone on board who can't breathe vacuum will have a bad day.
Loud and clear. Notify when you guys are in and strapped down.
See, this is why I always keep my suit on in your ship.
Releasing the parking clamp. Guys, we gotta move.
Strapped in.
PR, magnetize now.
Oh, bother.
PR, can you get the dorsal guns again?
Absolutely.
Start powering up the boost drive to go as soon as I clear this debris field.
Powering the boost drive? It should be ready in 13 seconds.
It'll take longer than that to get out of here.
Not if I can help it. Clear.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean, uh-oh? The boost drive has a typical, short Canadian quality, integrity scanner that prevents the drive from engaging if the cone is damaged, but they set them to a 99% integrity requirement.
Any engineer worth his pay knows that 90% is plenty.
Exactly. And it requires a command code override to engage. And here we are, fresh out of Nazican command codes.
Ugh.
PR. Focus on hacking a command code out of that thing, and turn off your internal speakers. Alvarez, think you can link the dorsal turrets from your engineering station and take a few pot shots?
It's better than dying, amigo.
Alright, Skella and I are going to focus on kill shots like we did back at Trudeau the Second base a few hours ago. Skella, call your shots.
Alvarez, mark your hit so I can pick soft targets faster. Roll clockwise, 90. Now! That one could limp home, but it won't be shooting at us.
Focus on the rest, then.
Glad we agree. Counter clock, 135. That would have hit if he had it shot first. Uh-oh.
Would you people please stop saying that?
We've got a whole squadron on its way. I guess the comms jamming doesn't matter anymore. They're jamming us.
PR, how long until we have boost?
Well, the bad news is it will take me 13 billion years to crack this code. The good news is I know the database I downloaded from the Trudeau the Third will contain the right code. The other bad news is that it will require at least 2 days of searching through the database to find the correct code.
Oh, I just can't see a way out of this one.
I hate to say it, but surrender might be our only option.
Nunca tendré compasión por los que nos vieron morir a tiempo.
I will never have sympathy for those who do not die on time. Well said, Nero. While I do not enjoy the notion, I am willing to join you. Skella, these are Nazicans fighting a fleet of Hispanic rebels. What do you think they do to Hispanic sympathizers? Let alone Hispanics like Nero Alvarez, aid and abettor of the Butcher of Glargnak.
I hadn't considered Alvarez's situation. Let's see if we can do this. Alvarez, you may as well melt the guns on this one. PR, can you overrun the safeties on these... things?
Done.
Wish we had time to install PR into that fighter. Just give it a shakedown flight. You know, make sure it doesn't explode or have an override code in it. 180 degrees!
Ugh, on it! This guy's getting close. Now! Verandontic, how many times must I remind you not to fly through explosions? It doesn't look cool at all, and it endangers the ship! Relax, PR. It was too close to dodge. And nothing's ever happened before. What could possibly go wrong? Well, there goes our positioning jet fuel.
There's nothing I can do for positioning. It's already vented all of it.
We still have the main sublight engines, though.
PR, can you give me independent actuation on the sublight engines?
Yes, but it would be sluggish and will not work for evasive maneuvers in the slightest.
That's fine. If the scanners show what I think, we just need to get clear. This is going to tax the inertial dampeners, though, so hold on.
Oh, dear.
I see it on the scanners. The Centers of Civility is headed right for us at boost.
I'm going to try spinning the Rekuzon so we've got a hard point facing your ship as she drops out of boost. I'll do my best to put us on a parallel vector with her. Problem is, I can't slow down at all. What kind of shearing force can your grapple arm handle?
We just upgraded to be able to capture ships in flight. But it was designed to handle speed and atmosphere, and your ship is a lot faster than mine. We're gonna be cutting it close.
Mind on vector, cutting engines.
I believe it is no surprise, but the squadron is now gaining on us.
Here's hoping they see what we're doing. Dropping out of boost now. They're ahead of us by one click and closing. I see the grapple arm extending, and they are definitely redlining my engines.
Brace for impact. Contact in 6, 5, locking down emergency bulkheads, 2, 1. The Centers of Civility is cradling us for boost mode. Her signal lights are communicating boost drive powering up for flight. 10 seconds. She is engaging in evasive maneuvers. It is very effective. 4 seconds. 3, 2, 1. And we are underway. I'm going to have a heart attack before I'm 40.
Please, you know you love this. PR, can you get the Centers of Civility on the horn?
Channel open.
Hey guys, this is Skella. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for reading that situation perfectly.
That is why
you still pay us.
Are you safe?
Yes, we're good. We'll see you at the repair station. Rekuzon out.
Thank you, Skella, for defending my ship yet again. Yes, I do enjoy being in at most 2 pieces.
Seeing as I was on board, I had pretty good motivation for my performance. But you're welcome. We need to get you a better long-range scanner, though. If we'd seen that battle on scanners, we could have redirected much earlier.
Add it to the repair list. Speaking of which, Alvarez, what's the damage report?
Well, let me see. You know, it might be easier to list the parts of the ship that are still working.
Wonderful. Well, the computer core is functioning soundly. Self-diagnostics indicate 100% efficiency. I might be able to squeeze a few more percent out of that.
Sublight is good. We have a few positioning jets busted from the Gargax sector, but the rest would function if they had fuel. The boost drive reads 100% with 99% structural integrity. Just need that code.
On it. I'll let you know in 2 days.
Personnel docking hatch is missing, but the rest of the docking port is functional. Cargo bay is fully functional.
This is why I always keep my suit on. In your ship.
Cargo bay has a leak and has depressurized.
It's fortunate I engaged those emergency bulkheads during the battle.
Cargo bay separation hardware is intact and functional.
Is that all?
Yes, that covers just about everything. Except for the vacant engineer crew opening.
Ugh. How much of a bonus do you need this time?
No, Veron. No bonuses this time. Well, I'll take a 2x bonus. But I'm not staying for this next job. This last hour. Caerse del Susto. My heart cannot handle the danger this situation with the Natskins is putting me through. Madre.
But, Nerone, I'm nothing without a good engineer behind me. And you're the best in the quadrant. Back me up here, Skella.
Whoa, don't drag me into this. I totally understand where Nerone is coming from. Natskins can be pretty terrifying. I mean, you're right that we need an engineer, and a good one for this mission, but I never take a contractor into battle unless he's either ready to die for the job or sure enough of his abilities that he won't be failing.
Your flattery gets you many places, Varen, but this time it will only serve to help me find another job. Don't worry. I have lined up a good amigo of mine to help you. I would trust this guy's work with my life. We go all the way back to engineering school together. His ship is in dry dock for a few weeks, so he's freelancing for a bit. He'll be meeting us at Joe's. I'll continue until Joe's. But then I'll be on his captain's staff until you're done with him.
Well, I am going to miss having the best engineer I've ever met for the next couple of weeks. As for the repairs, we're eventually going to have to figure something out. For now, somebody get the cards out. We've got a few more hours until Joe's.
Varen, I believe the next couple of hours will be a tad boring for any listeners to your log. Would you like to close it out?
Sure. I've got one. Remember to straighten out and fly right when you've got no way to turn. The smuggler out.
A terrifying tale of terrific triumph. One truly wonders if Varen Dontic will ever get a break. Or if P4T R10T will ever race again.
Spoilers, I do. And it's wonderful.
Yes, well. Will Nerone Alvarez ever rejoin the crew of the Recusant? Will Varen be able to afford the repairs needed for the Recusant to remain spaceworthy? Will he be able to pay his debts and still stay afloat? Or will he drift endlessly into the clutches of bounty hunter after bounty hunter? Find out in Season 2 of The Smuggler's Log.
Production and story by Christopher Meacham. Voice acting by Donna Wood and Christopher Meacham. Artwork by Natalie Natty K. Petruca. Audio editing by Christopher Meacham. Bureaucratic supporters. Radio 2, aka Kevin T, formerly on NoAgendaSocial.com. Sound effects provided by Planet Earth Productions, Triune Films, Pacific Digital Video at pacdv.com/sounds. And the users of freesound.org, including Corky Burger, Craig Smith, Crinkum, Der Player, Ego Massive, Jason Long, Lesarth, Memuse, New Age Soup, and Twilcosta. Modifications were made to some of the sound effects used. The Smuggler's Log is an audio drama produced by Christopher Meacham in association with Planet Earth Productions.
TheSmugglersLog.com